Far from the reaches of smog and city life, a man named Mark lives with his horses on a small farm outside Mount Angel. The 67-year-old is a world traveler, a retired teacher with numerous degrees, and he lives with HIV. He was in the middle of teaching a class 4 years ago when his oncologist called.
He said, "Are you in a position where you can speak?" And so I said to my students, you know, just carry on. So I stepped out in the hallway and he said, "I just want to tell you, you are HIV positive." He said, "It's not going to be something that's going to take your life. You're a strong person. So we just need to get on with it."
Getting on with it meant beginning treatment. Mark found some financial assistance for medication through a nonprofit. Then the challenge became getting from his rural home to numerous doctor's appointments and consultations. He heard about HIV Alliance. Director Renee Yandell says her agency had become acutely aware of the plight of rural HIV patients.
People had to travel literally hours, hundreds of miles, to simply pick up medications that were life-sustaining, to see physicians for things like small adjustments to medications. And for a person living with HIV, it's a daily job to take care of your health. And if you don't, you'll experience significant health decline.
HIV Alliance serves a large geographic area, 11 counties, where Yandell says the majority of HIV-positive clients live at or below the poverty level. She says rural patients have lots of issues that limit their access to care. Telehealth programs are not new to HIV Alliance. Nurses and care coordinators have been using telephones and emails to support rural patients for years. What is new, and quite possibly the first of its kind, is a healthcare arrangement which allows pharmacists to collaborate electronically with HIV patients and their doctors. Jeff LaRue is a pharmacist with an edge. He knows the ins and outs of every drug prescribed to treat HIV/AIDS, and he can identify how those drugs might interact with other medicines. Very important.
Like everybody, people living with HIV have other health conditions that need to be addressed. So high cholesterol, diabetes, mental health, HIV medications can interact with those other medications. One of the biggest parts of my job is to make sure all the medications play nice and give the patient the best outcomes.
Through the new telehealth project, 30 to 50 patients will use computer tablets to connect with the HIV Alliance pharmacist.
Hi, Sophie, are you there? There you are. How's it going today?
Good.
Being able to look someone at least virtually eye to eye really ups the level of rapport and the comfort a patient can have with their provider. Have you been able to take all of them?
Yeah, I'm taking them even though I don't want to.
Let's keep talking about that.
HIV is a specialty practice. The Alliance's Rural HIV Telehealth Project allows LaRue to prescribe and change meds or order labs. He says that can take a load off of small-town doctors who might not be familiar with HIV medications.
Antiretroviral drugs. The drugs can have a lot of interactions, and if not used appropriately, not only do they not suppress the virus, but can even be toxic.
LaRue tells a story of a bad medication interaction averted. One of his HIV patients found out he has cancer. After researching the treatment plan, the pharmacist made a life-saving discovery.
The chemotherapy the patient was going to be prescribed has a lifetime ceiling dose. He can only have so much before it starts causing permanent damage to his heart, and his HIV medication would have doubled the effect or concentration of that.
Turns out, that patient is Mark in Mount Angel. Mark, not the pharmacist, disclosed this information. He was diagnosed with Kaposi's sarcoma, a cancer known to HIV patients.
You think of the 1980s, and the guys dying with all the growths all over their faces and, you know, all over their bodies, and I had many friends that died like this, and when I heard that, I thought, you know, oh my God, I'm relegated, you know, to this, and I'll be dragging this cross for 6 months and be dying.
Mark says it was LaRue who reassured him this is not a death sentence. So much has changed for HIV patients. During their telehealth visits, Mark says the pharmacist motivates patients as much as he advises, even when contacted at the crack of dawn.
At 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, I've researched something on the computer about conditions that I'm feeling. You know, I've gotten on my iPhone and messaged Jeff, "What do you think? What's happening here?" And by 6:15 or 6:30, there's an answer coming back.
Mark is nearing his final chemo treatment while successfully keeping the HIV virus suppressed. A lifelong equestrian, Mark says taking care of the horses on his farm is his reason to get up every morning.
You just need to pull up your bootstraps and go on.
The Oregon Health Authority has funded the HIV Alliance Pharmacy Telehealth Project for 1 year. The average life expectancy for a modern HIV patient is now over 70. With that in mind, the agency is committed to securing additional funding to continue serving rural patients like Mark for the long run. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.